Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Mr. Peter Rosenberg. He's down in Dallas. Can't wait to see what he has to say. Jory Epstein is a reporter for Yahoo Sports. And she was at the game last night. I said hello to her. I just saw this tweet from Jory, and I think this is pretty accurate. For three quarters, the Commanders had the Eagles where they wanted them. Then the Saquon Barkley dam burst. What do you make of what Saquon's getting done right now?
It shows that there are a lot of people in front offices who make decisions based off of what they think and not what they know. Like, you look at Saquon, the way he's playing right now, someone felt, oh, he had played a while, he can't play no more. Derrick Henry, same way. Look what's happening. But then when you ask the question, the people, well, running back's going to come back. Nah, I doubt it. And that's from people that make those type of decisions. Why? Because they don't want him to come back. Because a lot of people, as Jaws stated, he feel Saquon could be the MVP. He might be the most important person on that football team now. Derrick Henry has made the Ravens ran the ball effectively, but now he's made it more because you got a guy, one guy who could do stuff that takes tons of pressure off your quarterback. And Lamar is now passing unbelievable, and we'll see if it happens in the playoffs because that's when it's going to really matter.
Do you agree with me for Lamar and for Josh Allen?
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think that's exactly it.
Their success, they've been so successful, and it's been...
People are going to get to the point where they're not going to care what they do in the regular season.
Right.
Like,
approaching like Karl Malone, Charles Barkley situation.
When you win MVPs, people go, okay, cool. Now, can you put your team on your back in the playoffs and take them there?
Chuck and Malone won MVPs.
Yeah.
You know? I also like this tweet from Wale. It said, zero complaints from my team. I don't care. This is football. This is how it goes. We move. And if any of y'all local media want to do the song and dance, bring it to me because we're not tearing down JD or any of this team around these parts. Good game, Eagles fans. Saquon is him.
There you go.
How about this?
I'm with Wale on all that he just stated.
So, two things to keep in mind. One specific to Wale, one not. But if you're looking to do something fun tonight, Wale's got a concert at MGM National Harbor.
Okay.
And B's just texted me. They're showing the Mike Tyson-Chris Paul fight, Jake Paul fight, at MGM at the sportsbook at MGM.
Chris Paul shooting free throws somewhere.
Chris Paul is a guard for the Commanders.
There's also Chris Paul who used to make songs like Jeff makes.
That's true. That's true. So if you're looking to watch that fight, I think it might be on Netflix, but what I fear is I'm going to like pull up Netflix in time for this fight, and then they're going to be like, oh, you got to pay $75. I don't want to have to do that. But we got boots on the ground in Dallas, man. Our guy, Peter Rosenberg, is down in Big D for the fight. Peter, what's up, man?
Guys, how are you? How are you?
We're good.
Listen, man, I am really excited for this probably very stupid fist fight, but let's start with something that probably has you a little somewhere between sad and mad, last night's Commanders game.
Well, which version do you want? Do you want me to start rational media member or angry fan?
No, go with the fan thing.
Fan side.
Every human being watching the game knew you're going to take 3 points. It's a game where your offense has not done anything well. You finally get a good drive and get momentum. You cannot risk killing that momentum by coming up short on fourth down. And you can't let the Eagles get right back on the field. You have to take the 3 points. It would be one thing if Gonzalez hadn't been good. Like week one, when we were missing field goals, this kid has not missed a field goal. What? Someone make it make sense. Like, I understand when we look back at this game, it'll feel like it was a blowout. But, and obviously we don't know what would have happened. But in that moment, guys, you can't tell me that when they absolutely fail in the worst fashion possible on fourth down, you could not tell me that in that moment Dan Quinn didn't sort of end the game.
I think you can argue he should have kicked there. I think what he did was fairly consistent with how they've coached most of the year, being aggressive and being good on fourth down. I also think if they do kick there, 13-12 ain't winning that game.
It's not, but you're kicking it deep, and if they score again, you're down one possession.
Yeah, I get that.
No matter how you slice it, because here's the thing. Okay, it's consistent with what they've done all year. All right, cool. This game didn't feel like all year, did it?
No.
It sure didn't feel like all year to me. I didn't have the same confidence in anyone on that offense. The receivers weren't catching the ball, weren't being targeted. I didn't have any confidence in them on that fourth down the way I normally would. And it's a game where, unlike those other games, the points are coming at such a premium. So In a normal week, I'd be with you. But you have to, and this is Dan Quinn, if he wants to follow up the hype from the articles like the one yesterday on the front page of ESPN, that he is a new version of Dan Quinn, you have to be a big boy coach and not just live by some sort of credo. You adapt based on the game. And in that setting, like, my wife goes, really, they're going to kick? I mean, they're not going to kick? And I was like, I don't know what to say here. I don't know why they're not going to kick. So I hear what you're saying, JP. I just think you can't let them off the hook there. I don't care what they've done all year. Dan Quinn cost them the game last night. They may have lost that game anyway, but once they set that up and got to two possessions, the game was over.
I don't think you're wrong about that. How concerned are you? We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, Hot 97, a million other things. He's down in Dallas. We're going to talk Tyson and Paul. But how concerned are you about what appears, anyway, to be a little regression offensively overall and with Jaden Daniels?
Well, has anyone gotten any information about if the kid is really hurting?
Because officially they say he's not.
I mean, I'm trying to understand a couple of the ball. The one in the dirt to Noah Brown. There were a couple balls yesterday, guys, where it just looked like he has to be hurt. And then when you see him on the sideline having the ribs dealt with, and you then see balls that are normally in someone's chest at their feet, I don't think Jaden forgot how to play football. I don't think he didn't look lost to me yesterday. Like, I mean, you guys tell me, y'all both know more about football than I do. He didn't look lost to me in any way yesterday. He just looked like he did not have his normal arm strength.
Just looked off.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Just off.
Yeah. Hey, listen. There's no way those guys are ever going to own that there's an injury, but last night looked off for sure. Peter, I don't want to switch gears. I know you want to talk more skins, but I'm fascinated by this fight, and I know you're down there in Dallas. Can we talk about what you're seeing? Also, what are you down there for? But kind of what are you seeing? How wild was that weigh-in? I saw the reel you posted on Instagram. You can follow Peter at Rosenberg Radio. Get us up to speed with the situation down there.
No, listen, I just came here to follow this story. You know, I've been following. I've really followed and tried to cover in any way I personally can this last portion of Mike's career, which I thought was in 2004 and 2005. And of course, here I am in 2024, so I could not miss this. I was at Danny Williams in Louisville. I was at the horrible Kevin McBride fight at the then maybe still MCI Center. So I was not going to miss this one.
If I may interrupt, you and Mike have a relationship now for a long time. You guys had a podcast. Like, you guys have a real friendship relationship.
Yeah, no, we definitely developed a real rapport. It was a really wonderful sort of part of the story for me. I was just a kid who was a huge fan. And in the early 2000s, when people were kind of down and out on Mike, that's when I kind of was most interested in how can this story potentially end in a happy way. And so as the years went on, I was fortunate enough to then actually get a podcast with him and get to know him.
Right.
Spent a lot of time with him during those years. Sorry, let me just tell my Uber driver, Peter, to the stadium. Yes, thank you. There you go. Thank you. So I spent a lot of time with the man, and he's a fascinating, lovely guy at this stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I wanted on a personal level to see how this journey, I guess, it likely ends. Or who knows, guys? I have heard that if he were to somehow win, it might not be the end. And I think certainly – I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'm sure we can get to predictions if you like, but, like, if he were to somehow win this fight, it's amazing what it could do for him. Like, you sort of think he's already ubiquitous. He's already just one of the biggest stars there's ever been in sports. Could there be more? I sort of started thinking yesterday that if he had some sort of dramatic win, I could start seeing the commercials and different things picking up for him on another level in 2024, which is pretty incredible to think about. Because when they show this, the highlights leading into this fight, guys, It would be like the Commanders were in a playoff game this year, and the highlights they're showing are when Joe Gibbs was head coach in 1987. That's how old the highlights are.
Right.
Wow.
So it's a remarkable, remarkable situation.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Me and B... Is there something in the contract that Tyson's not allowed to win? Because that is certainly kind of the what everybody's saying.
What, that he's not going to win?
Yeah, that like Jake Paul writes these contracts where he's not allowed to lose.
Mm. I don't know of anything like that being the case. I certainly don't think so. You know, I think it will be on the up and up. Listen, I don't have a lot of faith in Jake Paul when it comes to anything. I do think, though, that this fight will be on the up and up. I think the smart money and smart fans think that Jake Paul will win simply because Mike is 58 years old.
Right.
And if you're really honest about the kind of fighter he was, I mean, guys, when he quit on the stool at the MCI Center against Kevin McBride,
mm-hmm.
I know we talk about Jake Paul isn't a real fighter. I could argue Kevin McBride wasn't either, and that was 20 years ago. So I think that's why people are just
Mike,
resigned to him losing.
Wasn't Mike kind of personally a mess then, and he's kind of cleaned his life up now? Maybe I'm grasping because I want him to win.
No. Listen, you're not wrong. Like, that was definitely that moment when he quit in D.C. That was like he, you know, I'm about to post a Luxembourg radio right now of me interviewing him about that moment. He had really decided he didn't have the passion or the interest in fighting anymore. He didn't want to hurt people anymore. It wasn't what he needed and wanted in his life. 20 years later, in a much more stable place. He's been in a great relationship for a long time. Marijuana is legal, which has been very helpful for his mental health.
Landfill, too.
Mm-hmm.
He is in a much better space. So I do think that's a reasonable thought to have, that, like, he'll want this more. He'll be more focused. I got to tell you guys, I cannot tell you whether or not I think what happened yesterday at the weigh-in was staged or not. My original thought was, oh my God, that is absolutely a work. They're just being silly. And then when I watched it a few more times on my phone, I kind of was like, was it? I'm not exactly sure.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's perfect, right? I mean, like, you got to give credit where credit is due. The attention and energy is up on this fight. Like, it is fight day, and I do think, you guys tell me, because I'm probably closer to it, it does feel like the attention is finally gearing up and here for tonight.
You got a prediction for us. We'll be watching. I'm fired up for this thing, and I never expected to be.
God. My heart desperately just wants to pick Mike Tyson first round knockout. I think as a country, we deserve, at least some of us, deserve to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Hell yes.
I'm rooting for it.
Well, I think we deserve that.
Well, I think the three of us, I mean, I have a signed, framed Mike Tyson's punch out thing in my office at home. B, I know roots for Tyson. You obviously have a personal relationship with the dude. I think anybody kind of our age, whatever, is hardcore rooting for Mike in this.
Not only that, I'm telling you this right now. I've been at every event this week. That place is going to be 90% for Mike Tyson. It is going to be as much of a home field as one could have in combat sports. I'm very confident in that. So, if you were out there and you said, I literally want to make money tonight, how can I make money? I would say the money is in picking Jake Paul to win by a late round stoppage and picking the round, like a fifth or sixth round stoppage, something like that where it pays out great because you're picking the round. But the truth is, guys, I think there's a chance that if Mike doesn't get him out early, as it goes later, he will tie a route. I don't think he could get hurt by Jake, but I could see him just giving up if after five rounds it just ain't happening.
But
it's almost 60.
It's 8 rounds, 2 minute rounds.
That's right.
I think that it doesn't look the same if they were 3 minute rounds.
Peter, we got a break, man. Enjoy the fight.
Let's give him a little extended period of time.
What time do you think that fight actually goes off tonight?
I think on the East Coast, we're looking at around 11:30, 11:40, something
that
like
is,
that.
That is late for some boys that worked a Thursday night.
You know, I'm working
game.
Only about the last two nights, about 4 hours combined. So, Pete, I don't know.
Might need a nap. Peter, thank you, bro. Enjoy tonight, man.
I guess I'll see y'all at the Dallas game in a week and a half, two weeks, wherever that is.
Let's do that.
All right, boys.
All right, brother.
Peter Rosenberg live in Dallas, heading to the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. We got to come back, wrap up the week's bets.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.